Hey, friend, welcome back to the Moms Who Podcast show. I am your host, Pamela Krista, and I am excited because I have my voice back. I don't think it's at 100%, but my voice is back. So I'm going to give you the backstory. I'm going to tell you all the things, but I need to tell you, friend, why batch recording is so important, especially for times when you have no voice and when you're sick, kids get sick. And batch recording can be so super helpful. So we're going to dive into what is batch recording and why is it so important that you practice this with your own podcast. Now, if you haven't started your podcast yet, this is a great listen because you'll understand why batching is great. And then if you already have your podcast going, this will help you get a couple steps ahead. So let's dive in. Hey mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to the Moms Who Podcast community over on Facebook. There are over 300 other moms inside this group that are all building their online business alongside their podcast. And I promise you will fit right in. You can get your questions answered from me. You can look through the other posts and see what other moms are asking and what they're going through. You can share about your podcast when it launches. You can connect with other women to be on their show. You can connect on other women for them to be on your show. And it's just such a good place to be. I invite you to join. The link to join is inside of the show notes. I can't wait to see you there. All right, friend. So let's talk about batch recording. But before we talk about batch recording, I'm going to tell you the story of losing my voice and how this episode was inspired. So, backstory, I've always had allergies. I've had allergies my entire life. As an adult, they've been better, but as a kid, they were really bad. I used to have to get two shots in my arm every single week. It was this bright yellow venom looking stuff. We had dogs up until I was like a teenager, and my mom and my grandma, who I lived with, they both smoked cigarettes. Now, I hate cigarette smoke. It just has never smelled good to me. It's never did me any favors. It's always, every time I'm around it, I gag and it's hard to breathe. And like, my body has just never agreed with it. And so my mom and my grandma smoked growing up. And then eventually they started to smoke outside, but I could still smell, you know, the smoke on their clothes and stuff like that. Anyways, it still bothered me. And so fast forward to when I moved out of my mom's house as an adult. So this was after my grandma passed away. I found myself, or my allergies got a lot better after I moved out. And now as an adult who is married to somebody who doesn't smoke, thank you, Jesus. That was like one of the first things I asked him. I was like, do you smoke? And it was a glorious feeling when he said no. So my allergies have gotten a lot better. However, a few times a year, my allergies get really, really bad. Obviously, I feel like it has to do with the seasonal change. We just transitioned into spring. So anyway, a couple weeks ago, I got really congested, which was not unusual for me because I've dealt with it my whole life. So got super congested and my voice started to feel scratchy, but it didn't hurt. And so come Friday, luckily, I recorded a podcast episode. And that had put me a week out. So let me paint a picture for you. I already had an episode recorded for the following Monday. So this was a Friday. And I recorded on Friday for another episode. So that episode, which was the Making Money episode, which was How to Make Money from Your Podcast, episode number 64, that was supposed to go live, or that did go live the following week after that. So Luckily, I had just recorded a podcast episode, and then later on that day, after I recorded that episode, my voice completely went out. It went out Saturday, went out Sunday. I literally couldn't talk. My kids were laughing so hard. They found it hilarious. And I was literally texting to voice my husband and my kids because they literally couldn't understand me. And so anyways, I was so thankful that number one, I had batched I had an episode ready to go for the next Monday. So I didn't have to worry about that or stress about that, because honestly, I literally would have had to either miss an episode or pull other episodes from my bank, which I do have multiple coaching calls that I could have aired, but also I could have aired another episode that I don't know if I'm going to re-record it or if I'm going to air it. But anyways, I was just grateful that I went ahead and recorded an extra episode. And so that's what today's episode is about batch recording. Now, if you're like, well, what is batch recording? Maybe you've heard the term before, but you're not sure what it is. And even if you do, here's a little refresher. But batch recording is basically when you, instead of recording an episode like a day before you're supposed to publish your episode, or instead of recording an episode right before, it's recording a couple of episodes more, right? So it is recording more episodes that are in your bank, aka you have time to do other things. So it's just you record an episode, that episode's done, go ahead and record another episode. Some people like to batch record episodes in a day. So like say, let's say you have a couple of hours blocked off and you record like four episodes. Obviously, that's like 4 weeks worth of episodes right there. So you can literally record four episodes in one day and be good for the entire month. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what batching is. Now, the reason why batch recording is so helpful, especially for us as moms, right, with an online business, is things happen, right? We get sick, kids get sick, life happens. And then, you know, sometimes we just don't feel it. I know that there's sometimes where it's like, I have the time to record, like I could record right now, but I really don't feel like it. Like there are times that that happens. And so you want to prepare for those times. Or maybe it's like you don't feel inspired, or maybe you have no idea what to talk about. Whatever the reason, you don't feel like recording. That's where, oh, I already recorded an episode, so I can just air that. That's when that's going to come in handy, right? And so I suggest being at least one episode ahead of schedule, right? So for me, I already had an episode ready to go for Monday. It was a Friday, and I recorded another episode for that next week. If I wouldn't have did that, I would have been in some hot water, because I would have had to like figure out, what am I doing? Yeah, I do have content that I could have aired, but still, like, I'm trying to be really strategic about my show and what I air. So some of the stuff that I have, probably I'm not going to air, but I would have had to figure that out. But because I knew what I was doing, and because I already did it ahead of time, I didn't have to think about it. And I was sick, so I didn't even have to worry about it. So doing this also allows for flexibility if you, and so having at least one episode also allows for flexibility, which kind of leads into my next point, which kind of leads into why you might not want to batch record a whole bunch, right? Here's an example of this. I recorded 10 episodes before my podcast launched in 2022. And do you think that I aired all 10 of those episodes? I did not. I did not air those episodes. Well, I aired maybe about 4 or 5 of those, maybe. I wish I remembered for sure. But I know for a fact I did not air all 10 of those. And I know for a fact that about 6 of those didn't even make the cut. Like I didn't like them, and I didn't air them. So a problem might happen if you record like 10 episodes, right? If you batch record 10 episodes, if you're really clear on your content, you know your audience, and you have your pillars in place and all these beautiful things, you might be okay, right? But if you're a person at all that's indecisive like me, or really truly allows for flexibility in your business, I do not recommend batch recording about 10 episodes, because your mind might change. And for me specifically, what I'm finding out is I'm adapting my business to my audience right now. So the next 5 episodes that I have coming out is going to be because that's what my audience is telling me that they need. That's the pain points that they're telling me is what I'm going to be recording. And so if I would have already pre-recorded 10 episodes, that's literally 10 whole weeks until I get the content out that I really want to get out. You know what I'm saying? I hope that makes sense. So you kind of have to be careful, which is why I'm saying at least one episode is good, but I wouldn't overdo it with like 10. And 2 or 3 episodes ahead is a sweet spot as well. So you might want to stay 2 or 3 episodes ahead, but it really is just what is comfortable for you. But highly, highly recommend at least being just one episode ahead and having it already recorded and ready to go. Some things that are going to help you with batch recording, all right, is to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself because you know it has to be done. You know how powerful your podcast is. You know how powerful podcasting is, and it's got to be done. So prepare yourself and tell yourself, I have to do this. I have to get it done. It's not going to take that long and it's going to be fine. And I'm just going to knock it out and get it done. The other thing that's going to help you is getting help if you need it. What this looks like for me is it is spring break right now and my kids would normally be here making a ruckus outside of my office right now, but they are having a super duper blast with their Nana, with my husband's mom. So nobody's here. And I know that I have to get this done. So I'm getting help because the kids are gone. So it's like taking advantage of the situation that is going on in my life right now, right? So I recommend that you do the same. And then know when you're going to record. So like I knew, okay, the kids are gone. So it would be a really good idea for me if I went ahead and recorded another episode. So knowing when you're going to record is huge. I highly do not recommend flying by the seat of your pants. And then another thing that's going to help you is preparing your outline. So I did a whole episode on this. It is episode number 56, and it is all about the organization of your podcast episodes. So what I do before every single podcast episode is I outline it. So I have an outline of my preview, which is what you hear before my music plays with the intro. And then I have like the body of the content with like bullet points. And then I make sure that I add any call to actions or anything that I want to talk about, mention, that type of a deal. Like, I didn't know that the organization episode was number 56. I knew that I was going to mention this episode when I was outlining it. And then so I had to look before I hit record so that I could put that in here. And it just saves you so much time to just lightly, and I mean lightly, I literally spend about 10 minutes outlining an episode because I already know what I'm talking about and I might need to do a little bit of research, or I might need to, like I said, go to the podcast app and figure out what number of the episode I'm talking about. But essentially it's super duper light outlining. You can outline as much or as little as you want though, but that episode is really going to help you. But ultimately, when it comes to batch recording, I highly recommend, again, I've said it like 5 times during this episode, at least being one episode ahead of schedule, because that's really, really going to help you in the times where you're just not feeling it, you don't know what you want to talk about, or your kids are sick, or you are sick, or your husband's sick, or you just don't want to, whatever the reason may be. Batch recording is going to help you out so much, even if it's just being 1 week ahead. But 2 to 3 weeks ahead is really going to help you. And then the other thing that I really want to highlight as well is having a spreadsheet of your podcast episodes. So that way you can see the date that it aired, the title of the episode and the number, the date that it's going to air. And so that way you can see. So I have my podcast episode calendar pulled up and I have my podcast outline pulled up every single time. So that way I can see what's going on and know what needs to be recorded next. So I hope this was helpful. Friend, if you need help with this, I would love, love, love to dive into this with you and help you by editing and uploading and scheduling your episodes. All my clients have to do when they batch record their episodes, or even if they just record a couple days ahead of time, because we're moms and I totally get it. All you have to do is drop that file into a Google Drive folder that we share. And I will take that file and I will edit it and upload it and schedule it to your podcast host for you. And if you want to talk about podcast management or what that looks like, please head to the link in the show notes. It is all right there. If you haven't already, please rate and review this podcast. I would absolutely love to read your review. I would absolutely love to read your review on the show. And I read every single one. It means so much to me. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you and your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.